You are listening to Benefit from the Bible. The Bible is God's word of truth to show us our need for Jesus, to save us through Jesus, and to show us how to live for Jesus. If you have questions or needs, please let us know. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, what do you think about Jesus? That question is a good one to ask other people to begin a spiritual conversation and to find out from them if they are a Simeon or a Herod. In other words, are they a person who wants to embrace the Christ, or are they a person who wants to kill the Christ, even as Herod attempted to do? Have you ever been in that situation where you're talking with someone and you're trying to think, how can I bring Jesus into the conversation without trying to force him on someone? So again, ask the question, what do you think of Jesus? They can simply say, I'm not interested, or they can say, by the way, I have a question about that, and that way it lets them determine whether the conversation goes any further or not. Last week, we obviously remember Jesus' birth. Today, we focus on a unique encounter in the temple when Jesus was 40 days old. Going to Luke chapter 2, picking up in verse 22, the Bible says, "And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." So if we go back to Leviticus chapter 12, we see that it commanded that a woman bearing a son was to wait for 40 days and then bring the required sacrifice to the tent back at that time, and then to the temple later on when the temple was constructed. And what was the required sacrifice? It was to be two things. It was to be a year-old lamb, and then secondly, either a pigeon or a turtle dove. So two different things. For those who could not afford a lamb, they were permitted to bring either two pigeons or two turtle doves. When we think about Joseph and Mary, we know they brought the lesser sacrifice. They brought either the two pigeons or the two turtle doves. So we know that they had not yet received the gift of gold. If they would have had the means, certainly they would have brought the greater sacrifice, but they did not yet have the gift from the wise men. I'll come back to that near the end of the sermon today. Going on to Simeon, let's focus for a moment here on Simeon the man as we pick up in verse 25. The Bible says, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout." Literally, he was God-fearing. And he was waiting for the consolation. He was waiting for the comfort of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. So Simeon, he was a man. In a sense, he was an Old Testament man. The New Testament had not yet been written, so he was an Old Testament man that was believing God's Old Testament promises. So he was waiting for the coming of the Messiah. He was waiting for the first coming of the Messiah, even as we believe in the Christ, the Messiah, and we are waiting for his second coming. Going on to verse 26, we see a revelation that Simeon received. The Bible says, "It had been revealed to him," that is to Simeon, "by the Holy Spirit, that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." Don't we wonder sometimes, are we going to see death before he comes again? We wonder about that sometimes, don't we? Simeon was maybe wondering the same thing. Am I going to die and never see the Christ? But then it was impressed upon him, it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit, that in fact, he himself, with his very own eyes, he would see the promised Savior before he died. So can you imagine how excited he was waiting and watching, knowing the certainty that he would lay his eyes on that Savior before he died? How could he know for sure? God made the promise to him, and God never fails on his promises. Going to verse 27 and following, now we pick up Simeon's encounter with Jesus. The Bible says, "And he came in the Spirit." So we're talking here about Simeon. Simeon came in the Spirit. In other words, he was guided by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." So those words are familiar to us, aren't they? Those are the words we know as the Nunc Dimittis. And what does that mean? It simply means now dismiss. So, Nunc Dimittis, those are Greek words, and those are the first two words we find in the Greek Bible, a little bit different arrangement sometimes in the English Bible. So for Simeon, he saw the Christ, and then he was ready to depart in peace. In other words, he was ready to die in peace. Did he need to see the Christ? He didn't. He had faith in the coming Christ. Many before him had faith in the coming Christ and never got to see him, but Simeon received a special extra blessing. What about us? When we leave the Lord's Supper, we oftentimes hear the words, "Depart in peace." Why are we ready to depart in peace? Because we have received the very body and the very blood of our Savior, the things he gave and shed to take away our sins. So we are ready to depart in peace. We are ready to die in peace because by God's work in Christ, our sins are forgiven. And then we come to the encounter between Simeon and the parents of Jesus. The Bible goes on in verse 33. "And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.'" Based on the reaction to Jesus, people are either going to stand or they're going to fall. Those who are like Simeon, who looked forward to the Christ, who embraced him when he came, they will rise. We can be sure of that. The Bible promises that. But everyone else is going to fall, no matter what their situation might be. Let me give you some examples here. For Herod-like people who want to kill Jesus, definitely they will fall. For those who deny that Jesus is the very Son of God, they will fall. For those who are very kind about rejecting Jesus, their kindness doesn't count, they will fall. For those who pretend to know Jesus, who put on a good front, their pretending doesn't matter, they will fall. For those who take a neutral position and say, "Well, I'm not for him, I'm not against him, I'll just take a neutral position, everything will be fine," for those people, they will fall. And for those who try to add anything to the finished work of Jesus Christ, those people also will fall. Certainly, there are many other scenarios we could give, but what is best for us? Let us be like Simeon. Let us look forward to the Christ, let us embrace the Christ in faith, and let us know that through the Christ of Christmas, our sins are forgiven. Then continuing in the story, we come to a woman named Anna, picking up here in verse 36. "And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. If you think a little bit about Anna, obviously, she was very devoted to the Lord, and considering the information that Luke has given us here, she probably was very devoted to the Lord for 60-plus years from the time her husband died all the way until 84 years old. So how was she showing her devotion? She was showing it with worshiping and fasting and praying, not just on Sundays, but it says she was doing all such things day and night. So she was probably a bit different from our average 21st century Christian. However, though, a very good example for us. When we have various saint days in the church, we're not trying to say, oh, that person did so well, he saved himself. But what we're trying to say is, he was so devoted to the Lord that his life is an example for us to follow. Here's an example, too, with this woman named Anna. May God help us to think more about her and her example, even as we move into 2018 very soon. And then we come to kind of a proclamation about Jesus by Anna, picking up in verse 38. The Bible says, "And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem." Since people sinned, what did God do? God promised the Savior. So when Anna saw the Savior, what did she do? Right away, she thanked God for keeping his promise. Do we ever think about that in our lives? Or do we just assume, well, he made it, certainly he's going to keep it, we don't even need to acknowledge it? I think God wants us to certainly know of his great faithfulness, that he will do whatever he has said, but we should be a little bit more like Anna and give thanks to God for every promise that he keeps. Finally, at the end, the Bible says here in verses 39 and 40, "And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon them." Does it seem like something is missing there? I think Luke got right to the point. He didn't get into the details. So it almost sounds like they went right from the temple, right back to Nazareth. But if we combine the information we have both in Matthew and in Luke, we come up with this series of events. So we know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We know that when he was 40 days old, he was taken to the temple by his parents. And then we know that they returned back to Bethlehem. It was sometime after that that the wise men show up with their gifts. And then very shortly after that, Herod is sending his soldiers to kill the Christ. So Joseph is warned in a dream to flee to Egypt. And then when Herod finally dies, Joseph is told again. So he comes back, and finally they settle in Nazareth. So let's know that we need to look at the entire Bible, at least all the Gospels, in order to understand everything about our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, as you guided Simeon and Anna to Jesus, so keep us trusting in Jesus until he comes again. And all God's people said, Amen. Questions, needs, contact us through our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. This is our regular schedule: Sundays, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. Now, may the Lord of peace continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.